Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
When you think of project management, you think deadline and delivery. When you think of service management, you think continuity and improvement. Today, my guest, Tanya, lives at the intersection of the two. And I'm so glad to have her on Service Notes to share how these disciplines connect. So thank you, Tanya, for joining us on Service Notes podcast.
My next question is, how did you navigate your journey? Am I right to assume a lot of your projects focused on IT aspect, or was that, you know, maybe something else?
They did. Many of them were IT. Probably, I'm trying to think. So when I went from disaster recovery, which was more people and process focused,
right,
to government. So I had worked for Department of Revenue and Department of Health. Government, especially when I was in a project management office, which was centralized, we were managing a variety of different projects, and many of them were IT centric. I was on one where we worked with contractors to identify leads and potential fraud and then make a plan to do that. We worked on every year legislation changes on the state level, on the federal level. So a lot of times we got projects because legislation changed or compliance issues changed, and we had to implement that into the software systems.
Right.
Healthcare was another really big space that we had a lot of, you know, IT-centric projects, whether it was updating our legacy systems or moving from one help desk ticket to another help desk ticket and things of that nature.
Right. And did you have a background in IT?
I did not. I am not classically trained in IT. So I was English and journalism.
Okay.
And I'm definitely a Generation X old school project manager. You know, so I tell people these stories too, especially with AI being what it is today. I didn't get out of college until 1998. So sometimes backtracking that the internet came full force in the early 90s, a lot of us did not grow up with computers. A lot of these program, Google software, YouTube, Facebook, the whole shebang, that wasn't around during my, you know, high school and college years. So it's just different things that I had to learn, and I never learned it from a programmer perspective or coding perspective or anything of that nature.
That's interesting. I guess we take it for granted, but you know, it's a skill we have mastered over the years, like how to use and how to use the computer to the maximum of our ability, you know.
Absolutely.
So how did you navigate, like how did you navigate around that? You didn't have a technology degree, but hey, here you are managing projects, technical specific.
People skills and networking, and it really just getting in and getting to know people. Like, you know, before the pandemic and before remote work, you know, we had water coolers, we had newsletters, we had levels that we could just talk to people to break down some of those barriers and learn a lot about what our coworkers did.
Yeah.
So I leaned into that. You know, there's different type of people at different organizations. Some people are more than willing to share their information and share their stories and tips. And then I've encountered the information hoarders that they're not going to tell you because that in their mind would invalidate their role. I've never operated that way. So I've always just believed in knowledge transfer to the best of your ability to help cross-functionally train other people. And I think just finding those other people within your organization and with LinkedIn even being such a good tool for networking. You may reach out to somebody and they never respond back to you, but a lot of them will. And there's a lot of people sharing information and helping others learn. So.
No, I think definitely. I mean, as annoying as it is sometime, I have to say it's a good tool. It's a good tool for your career and someone who wants to learn and network and kind of just go and see, what's possible and what's available. It's
Right.
definitely a good
Absolutely.
tool. Like that's how we connected, right? That's how we
Right.
connected.
Right.
So my next question is, what were the some key milestone in your career?
So definitely the disaster recovery. That one's to me was the biggest formulating project. I was on it for 8 years. It was over three different contractors. That was challenging because even when you know the date that the contract is going to end, it doesn't mean that you don't experience that cycle of fear for yourself. And then you have to absorb other people's emotions and fears and what they may have about their job. So it affects working relationships. So just learning that process and learning too, sometimes when people are moved up in roles, it creates a different dynamic in relationships. Like even times when I've been on the same project and I was moved up in a role, I've had to notice the way it impacted how other people perceived me. And so I had to work really, really hard to be, yes, I am in this role now, but I'm not going to change my behavior or who I am. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to be transparent. I have an additional responsibility or coaching responsibility that I need to communicate with you differently. But it's training those other people. And even for new managers that have never managed people, again, that's where your learning through other people who are doing that role comes in, studying online, and even tools that we have right now, like ChatGPT, we have it. So let's use it. Even asking it advice, saying, I've got anxiety. I'm new to this role. I have imposter syndrome. Give me tips to combat that. That tool can do that. And it's a great resource for it if your scheduling is tight and you can't get with other people to hear their stories. That's a self-use tool that helps.
No,
So
definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are using that as a soundboard or
it
some form of therapy.
Well, and even interview preparation, like I have friends all the time. They're like, tell me what I need to know for my cybersecurity interview. And I'm like, I've never really worked in cybersecurity, but I was like, go to ChatGPT, feed it the job specifics, and even just ask it, what kind of questions could I anticipate from an interviewer? Because they're all going to have different styles, but at least it works really well as a listing. So it'll give you ideas to go, oh, they might ask this. How would I respond to that? So.
No, I think definitely that's a good way.
As I'm recording this episode, it's been so good. I almost don't want to hit stop, but we'll wrap it up for now. And don't worry, there's more on the way.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.